So, my name is Catherine Gray.
Okay.
What's your name?
Sharon. Sharon Keith.
K-E-I-T-H?
Mm-hmm. It's inside the house.
And how old are you?
50.
And how long have you lived in Long Island City?
Oh, all my life. About all my life, yeah.
In the same place?
No, I moved from here, then I moved to the Bronx, and then I came back here.
Ah, okay. So my first question is, if you had to tell someone who didn't live here what the boundaries of Long Island City were, what would they be? What's the neighborhood?
It's Queensbridge.
Okay, so for you, the neighborhood is the development, or starting at the bridge and going how far north?
Going always as far as, I guess,
From the
bridge,
right?
Maybe as far as Astoria?
Costco. That's where it is. You're talking about this here.
To Costco. Okay.
Costco.
I don't know.
It's okay. Landmarks are fine. You don't have to be the exact street. I know where Costco is.
Okay.
Is the north end. And then how far east would you say?
To 21st Street. You're talking about this development here. That's as far as it would go.
Do you consider the development the neighborhood? Or do you consider the neighborhood bigger than the development?
The neighborhood is bigger.
It is. It's definitely bigger.
Okay, so what would you say the neighborhood is?
All of Queens, I guess.
Go Northern Boulevard.
To Northern Boulevard.
Think about it with your fellowship with the churches that we fellowship with. They're part of our community.
Right.
We go as far as
Astoria.
Northern Boulevard that way and Astoria this way.
Okay.
And tell me why did you decide to come back? Why did you leave and why did you come back? What did you like about Long Island City?
First of all, everything's very very convenient. You have all your stores here. You have trains, buses, easy to get back and forth as far as travel. I work here in the area. So I save a lot of money as far as financial reasons.
What do you do for work?
I'm a teacher in a daycare.
Uh-huh. Where's the daycare?
Right on 11th Street and 37th Avenue. I've been there for 20 years.
Wow, okay.
So I came back here for that reason, because it was more convenient.
Mm-hmm.
And the rent is very, very reasonable. You have everything here. And it's, my church is here. Very close-knit church, very family-like church.
So when you lived in the Bronx, did you come back here every Sunday for church, or did you change churches?
I changed churches for a little while, but I didn't join another church. I just went visited another church.
But you preferred this?
Yes.
So you came back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So tell me what you like best about, not just the development, but about the neighborhood. What do you like best about it?
The way everything's right here.
Conveniency
of it, yeah. Plus, I know people out here, I know everybody out here. You know, a lot of friends out here, a lot of families out here that I grew up with, their children and their older children that had left and come back, you know.
Would you say that Long Island City has a clear identity?
Yes, yes.
And what is that identity? What would you...
It's associated with the other complexes, so it has its own identity as truthfulness or being... Waterfront Park and 59th Street, the crossing to Manhattan is nearby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Baseball diamond, lighted, professionally lit.
Let them finish.
Yes, sir.
Is the shooting IDS Park a history?
Is the shooting?
Yeah, IDS Park.
That's a kind of history, sure.
History is something that's past.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it's
current. Yesterday? The day before yesterday? When it passed?
About a year ago.
What shooting you talking about? Let us know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's known for its parks. It's known for its bridges. It's known for, you know, the schools and all the conveniences that it has, you know.
What about the combination of the manufacturing or the factories?
Yeah, they have the factoring here. Yeah, manufacturers are here. Mm-hmm. A lot of the what is that?
What do you, okay, so what do you not like about the neighborhood? Not just the development, but the neighborhood.
I don't like about it?
Yeah. Mm.
Give me the gun, Poppy.
I don't know. As far as right now, that the people don't take care of it the way they should. They don't take care of what they got.
Do you feel like they used to take care of it and now they don't?
Oh, yes.
Or
yes.
So
more
things
so.
Have changed over time?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And tell me about the physical changes. I mean, are there more factories, more businesses than there used to be? Are there fewer? Are there more
I think
residents?
More businesses. More businesses, yeah. A lot of small businesses out here.
What kind of businesses?
Like fast food changes, you know. There's a lot of laundry mats, you know.
You have a lot of, what is it called, a big store where you do this like Best Buy and all that?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Appliances.
Yeah, appliances
stores.
Yeah. Consumer something, it's another word you use, but anyway, they have that.
Electrical? I don't know.
They have a lot of big consumer stores out here,
yeah.
Too.
Big box.
Yeah.
Do people go to Costco?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Costco, Best Buy.
Best Buy, yeah. What's the other one?
Home Depot. Oh,
yeah, mm-hmm.
Then you have on Steinway, you have your stores. Queens Boulevard, you have other better stores.
Yeah.
Department stores, you have short chain stores on Steinway. Small boutique shops.
Yeah,
chain,
like,
you know.
Drug stores, you know.
Yeah.
Do you feel impacted at all by the Queens West developments where those big towers are going up? People
no.
Pay any attention to that?
No, not really. I wouldn't say no.
In your report, we'd like for somebody to take use of that building over there, which was a bathroom. And that would be nice utilized as a consumer area or something,
mm-hmm.
even if it's not only for the summertime.
Right.
Because they built that one there.
They built that.
You want
so
them to
yeah,
do something
that should
with
be
that?
Something
yeah, restore it, something.
Yeah.
Try to restore it.
Yeah, be a store selling something, even no more than just the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Someone really should open that up and sell something.
Was that building always just a bathroom, or did it have office space in it?
No, it was only it was a bathroom. Bathroom on both sides,
Got
in the back and the front.
Can you think of any specific places in the neighborhood that are gone now that you wish were back?
Oh.
Pergamon.
Oh, Pergamon, yeah.
The store area, yeah, Pergamon was a very good chain store. But now they have Liquidated Tickets place.
Yeah. And Silver Cup, where you get the Bread Factory.
It was cool.
Now it's a movie theater, like yeah.
So you wish that was back?
Sure, yeah. Silver Cup.
What was in Silver Cup?
It was a bread factory.
Bread factory.
Yeah.
You know, why do you wish the bread factory? Could you buy bread there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a bakery.
Yeah.
It's a huge bakery. You can get it wholesale. You can go right
there. Yeah, the whole, yeah, wholesale. And over here, it used to be what they call Bay Park. There was another park over here called Bay Park. Now it's just like an empty lot. That should be restored, especially for the children.
So where's
the
pool?
That's yeah, they had a pool. I think that's
where, was it underneath the bridge or where?
Right,
was it?
Right.
It was right under the bridge.
Right under the bridge. Was that 10th Street?
Yeah, 10th Street.
Yeah.
And it had a pool.
No, I'm saying the pool.
No, the pool was here.
Yeah.
They had a pool here.
In Queensbridge Park.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you want that back?
It was a nice pool.
Well, they should try to restore it. I mean, put it to some kind of use instead of letting it just be an empty lot.
Did people use Bay Park when it was?
Oh, yeah. When I was coming up, that's where we used to play.
You didn't play here. You played over in Bay Park.
That was closer to where I live, yeah.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. They had swings for little kids. They had big swings. They had a big playground. They had a big ball field for the kids to play ball. Very convenient. Showers for the kids to go in the sprinklers.
Got it.
It's very safe and very, very clean for the kids to play.
Okay. Do you think that there are any places in Long Island City that deserve a sort of a public marker or a historic marker because of sort of historical import?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't have to be like the Revolutionary War type thing, but where something special happened or used to be.
There's a building down further, straight down on this Vernon Boulevard. It looked like to me it's a landmark of something way back a long time ago. It should be refurbished and open up to be something. Someone should buy and make a historical place.
Mm-hmm.
Straight
right
down
on the other side of the bridge.
Yeah, the other side of the bridge is a beautiful, beautiful, big, strong building there. And it's been
the red brick building?
Yeah. And it was something years way before. I've only been in 30. She's been here longer than I have, and it was open then. So
wasn't it like a, wasn't it a warehouse?
I don't know what it was.
What do you think it was?
It might have been a warehouse. I'm not sure.
It's shaped as though as a house of some sort. Mm-hmm. It has its figurines. It looked like something else.
Okay. And are there any places in the neighborhood that are special to you that you want to tell me about? That you would like to go to, or you think should be fixed up?
You mean here in Queens? Here in Queens?
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
I don't know. I can't think right offhand.
I mean, the park itself is being fixed up itself.
So yeah.
They're doing that. This is the only thing, really.
What do you think about the plans for the Olympic Village that they talk about for south of the bridge?
That would be nice.
You're in favor of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Bring more people in.
And we've been interviewing people at the arts institutions, Socrates Park, the African Museum, the Sculpture Museum, PS1. And they've given us literature that sort of shows Long Island City as an arts neighborhood. What do you think about that? Do you think Long Island City is an arts neighborhood?
Oh yeah, I think it has a lot of art.
Do you take advantage of it? I mean, is it part of your life? Do you go to?
Oh yeah, I go to the museums. Yeah, the what do you call it? The moving image down. I think it's down on Vernon.
Yeah.
Right down there, and there's a Scotia Park.
Do you feel like artists are moving into the neighborhood?
They should if they don't. The more people moving in with good intentions is the better off the neighborhood is. So whatever is coming in, if it's coming in good positive attitude, it's always welcome and a plus.
Do you think people are moving in with the bad attitude? Do you feel like there's change that isn't
good?
I have
a neighbor. I don't know yet because I haven't gotten to know her, but her right away I'm getting ill feelings. So there are some that came from nothing and will always be nothing. And they're in here for less rent, conveniences, and they don't even appreciate that.
Right.
A lot of homeless people are taking priorities over people who are struggling with work and just need a better life or more room for their kids to grow and not being accepted because the priority is not set for homeless, who are disrespectful.
Right. Like I said, it goes back to people coming in and taking care of what you have.
Sure.
You know, looking out for your neighbor, looking out for each other. Working together to keep the neighborhood safe, keep it clean, and you know, just helping each other out.
Now, I understand that even within Queensbridge houses, there are, you know, music recording artists who came from Queensbridge houses or hip-hop music or...
And became famous.
Yeah.
And do you feel like there's something about Queensbridge houses that encourages people to...
Just individuals.
They don't have to come from an estate. They come within the individual.
Within themselves, yeah. Within themselves.
Have they had any impact on the development since they became famous?
Have they came back here to do anything? No. That I know of, and that's what they should have done. You know, but a lot of people, even people that are high, even better than those that we're ready to talk about, don't go back to the roots of salt.
Right. Once they leave here, they don't really come back.
Everything else. You see, they marry different races. They do everything else. Everything is different. They don't go back into the neighborhood.
Let me put a couple hundred thousand dollars
in fixing the park up. Let me have these old complex building painted with my money. They don't do that.
No.
They keep their money. Keep going. Nobody comes back. One or two, you might get the athletes may come back into the neighborhood doing something.
Right.
Yeah, because I understand there's some basketball players.
Yeah, there are a few that came from here, but there are a few come from everywhere. They all got to come from somewhere, but it's returning it to give back what was given to you or whatever. And that always happens.
Do you feel like people in the neighborhood get involved in plans for the neighborhood? I know that city planning has been doing a lot of work on coming up with
There's been an issue and they had tried to stop down the Crown Edison stuff and it didn't work. While we were at court doing this and the community center was doing that.
Tell me a little bit about that. What was Con Ed trying to do?
They were putting up they call extra pipes or something that you see back there. Con Ed was doing it. Now they call Keystone, a key.
Keystone.
They called Keystone. They were putting up more pipes, of which we thought the pollution would be in the air and unhealthy and dangerous. And they went to court, and while they were with the judge, they were still working. I passed by, they were still working. Now they got the whole plant set up down there, after the bridge.
South of the bridge.
Yeah, they ignored the fact. They said they were going to have a stop, but the judge would stop it for a while and go into negotiation about it. They were still working with it.
So do you feel like that got people from the community as a whole together, or did that bring...
No, they just tried it, but everybody wasn't for it. I mean, I didn't go either way, because I know it's going to be done anyway. This bar was created, secondly, to be convenient to whoever wanted to do it, because we didn't have all that. We didn't have the ballpark, all that interrupting us. Mm-hmm. They put the ballpark, which everybody comes from all over, Flushing and Jamaica. Wherever they want to come, they come up here. I know it's a city park, but they designed it where they want to design it as well.
Your mother went to get...
They're not looking out for us.
Okay, well, do you have any special places in the neighborhood that you think are significant or want to tell me about?
There isn't.
No?
I mean, we have a community center inside the walkway in there that's doing very nicely and enhancing and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And they have computer lessons, you know, that's good. And they're working on their own, so they're already moving.
Sure.
But I don't see anything around, really. I mean, they did what they want to do to the park. So.
Right.
Wait, and how long have you been in the neighborhood? I'm sorry, what is your name?
30. Rosetta Flemister.
And you've been here how long?
About 30 years.
And why did you move to Long Island City?
The house was being sold where I was at. And then prior to the house was burned down, there was a family home. And then we went into an apartment, and that building was being sold. So they picked me up from here after the application.
And did you choose this particular development?
Yeah, I didn't want Brooklyn, so I just chose Queens, and they placed me here. I knew nothing about any of this stuff until I got out here. So I came from private homes.
Right.
You know, like brownstones.
Sure.
Yeah, so our brownstone burned down, but then we went into an apartment in another brownstone that was being sold. So I put an application in for housing, and then they have to give me a choice of Queens, and I accepted it.
And do you feel like it's very different now than when you...
Much different. We had better streamline. The halls were kept better. The kids are raised differently. Mm-hmm. What was infant in the stroller when I came are the ones that are creating the trouble out now because they grow up. That's how you look at it, because we would leave our doors open and sit outside.
Right.
You can't do that.
Would you sit outside in the green spaces in the developments, or
not
did you come out here?
Not all the time, you know, for disturbance one way or the other. Mm-hmm. But we would tell the parents, if my child do something, you just how you get it. When I get home, I'll do it twice. Mm-hmm. Not now. You look at the kid cross-eyed, the parent want to fight you. You know, so what was growing up now is not the same as it is now. Yeah.
Is this for you? Mama told me to give it to you.
Okay. Hi, family. Hey,
this is the baby that my group did.
Hey, what my goddaughter?
Newtown
She's
Creek.
She's in Jamaica waiting for her. There's a cookout out there.
All right.
She's trying to get out there to that one. Oh,
the creek. This is sort of where
good.
The development is.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, God.
Our project is about this.
Okay, wait just a second.
Thank you very much.
I hope I answered the question. I'm
yes,
sorry
you
to
did.
Stop
Thank
joking.
You.
Yeah, okay, I hope I did.
Thank you.
What is this?
Tracks. Tracks.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I hope I answered if there's anything else.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for stopping by.
First thing is, if you can tell me your name.
My name is Dorothy Peterson.
And if you don't mind giving me your age.
My age is 74.
S-E-N or S-O-N?
S-O-N.
And how long have you lived in Long Island City?
38 years.
And where did you live before Long Island City?
I moved from Corona, New York.
Okay, so my first question is, if you were talking to someone who didn't live in Queens and they said, what is the geographic boundary of Long Island City, what would it be?
With Manhattan and I would say by East River, the boundaries of Long Island City.
East River, and then how far south is it to the...
I think this is to the...
To the bridge?
To the bridge, yeah.
Okay. And then how far that way?
A few miles, I mean, back...
You can give me a landmark if you can.
Landmark, over to Noah's Astoria House, and then Astoria, okay. Mm-hmm.
And how far that way?
Oh, that way, I would say going over towards Woodside, okay. Queens. Okay.